And we're continuing to preview the fall sports season, another football season closing in on us, and we're getting a chance now to catch up with AHSTW head coach G.G. Harris. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Glad to be on.
Well, Coach, coming off obviously a very successful campaign last year, unfortunate way that it had to end playing in a driving rainstorm, and but you had one heck of a season and certainly was a very strong senior class, and now you got some guys that are probably trying to step up and fill some of those shoes. How do you feel like some of the work from the end of last season until now has gone for you?
Really well, honestly. I mean, I think we lost a really solid senior class, a lot of various sports and great leaders. And, we talked about how the work for this year starts right now, and that was at the end of last season. We got a really solid, which is now a senior class and junior class that have really kind of bonded together. And whether it's being involved in other sports, getting into the weight room, whatever have you, they've really putting in the time and the work. And, coming into the preseason here, we got a nice solid sophomore class that's really making some pushing the guys in front of them. We don't have a huge freshman class, but the ones that are there are they're learning the ropes, and they're understanding what high school football is about. And for the first couple weeks of camp and practice so far, we really like what we have. Guys are stepping up in various roles. Some guys are having to switch some positions, learn multiple positions. So not just the physical part, but there's a lot of mental preparation here at the beginning of the season, and very pleased with the focus and the discipline that we're seeing so far.
Always tough when you lose some guys that were, like you said, kind of just leaders in lots of different sports and guys that maybe others looked up to. On the other side of that coin, though, too, it let all those young players that were behind them get that experience, watched how they conduct themselves, kind of enjoy some of that success along with them for the ride. And I'm sure they're anxious to have their moment, their opportunity to try to do something on the field. Do you feel like you have guys that are kind of feel that way?
Oh, yes, exactly what you said. We're fortunate to have those guys, to look up to, and now it's this opportunity for these other kids, student-athletes, to step up into their own roles and lead in their own way. And I tell you what, that's a freshman through senior thing that we always preach. You don't have to be just a senior to be a leader. I think everybody's got a capacity to be a leader, and that's probably been one of the most bright spots is from position group, both sides of the ball, regardless of class. We're seeing some young men really step up and be leaders, not just by example, but also vocal leaders, and really come into their own. And it's a breath of fresh air. It's something that we weren't sure what it was going to look like. But you try really hard to have a player-led program, and they take the bull by the horns and lead practice with energy and effort and with great attitudes. And we have several guys, but we got some individuals right now that are really taking that leadership role very seriously. I think of a Nick Denning, who's, a four-sport athlete that's, kind of been behind that senior class for a long time, that seeing him being able to rise to the occasion and really lead in his own way, but also learn from those other guys has been special to see. And we got a lot of other individuals like that that are taking that opportunity as well. And so for a coach, that's just something that's why you coach. That's when you get to see kids do those things and come to their own and have fun leading their peers.
Obviously, when we're talking here very early on, but you probably have maybe a little bit of an inkling of what's going to be kind of strengths here for this team. What do you think you're going to kind of lean on this year?
Well, I would say for us, especially on the offensive side of the ball, there's no surprise we got a really strong running back in Luke Sternberg, who had a really breakout year as a sophomore, only going to be a junior. As we're playing ourselves, we're probably going to try to take him away. So we got to find ways to get him the ball in space and be an athlete and make plays and make sure defenses can't take that away from us. But that's also been a priority for us too, to develop around him. How can we make it easier on him? And then how can we also showcase some of these other talents that we have? And we got to be able to run the ball between the tackles, but we also feel that we're pretty fast. And we got to get our athletes in space. And so we got to spread the ball horizontally, vertically, whether it's on the ground or in the air. So we're really excited about that potential there. And that translates to defense. We feel that we can be really, really fast. We definitely have to get more physical. We may not be the biggest, but we're going to be really physical in contact, and we're going to use our speed to our advantage. And we're not going to allow teams to really spread us out horizontally and vertically. And we're really going to try to flock to the ball and really condense the field and use that to our advantage.
seems like to me over the years you've done a pretty good job of kind of developing, especially on that defensive side of the ball, and an attitude of everybody flies to the ball. It's, you know, kind of team defense. Everybody gets there. Is that something that you kind of try to instill into your teams and try to continue on from year to year?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that I really want to credit the whole coaching staff, you know, every position group on the defensive side of the ball. You know, you have a job, you have a responsibility, and it's a team defense, and it's not always your play. But when there's a ball there and you flock to it, you know, we want to talk about a lot of white hats to the ball, you know, like a wave, if you will, getting to that ball and flocking to it. And it's the first guy securing the tackle, second guy's ripping at the ball. And we make it a priority to do that, even when we don't have pads on, just taking good pursuit angles and making sure that we're flying to the ball. And when you do that, good things happen. And we take a lot of pride in having team defense.
With some new guys maybe stepping into some big roles, obviously that comes with the mental side of the game as well. How do you feel like the guys have started to learn and grow in that regard?
That's been the most pleasant, surprisingly, thing early on here is we have some really smart young men that are really, I would say, making it a priority for themselves to slow that game down mentally. And so, you know, these first couple weeks, there's a lot of install, especially if you're in a new position or in a new role. Not just the physical side, but you've really got to take in the mental side of the game and understand your position, but then also those around you. And I'm super, super proud of the young men that we get to practice with every single day because their focus has been great. We like to call it hard focus. And then, you know, they kind of just, they're there to, I guess, shut up and do their work. And that's them. That's not something the coaches have had to really preach on. They've been really honed in on chalk talk and our individual and group time. Really, really trying to understand the game conceptually from a mental side. And that's been something that we've been very, very pleased and proud of our guys, is understanding the game mentally and getting that thing to slow down, the game to slow down mentally, so then we can just play super fast.
Yeah, and you've already mentioned a couple of guys here, and maybe I'm putting you on the spot, but anybody else, I guess, as far as standing out to you that's really maybe kind of put in some extra work or you've seen a big jump from that you expect to kind of be a big impact player for you this year?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of big spots to fill on both sides of the ball, but obviously, you know, you lose a potential All-State quarterback who had one interception on the year going into the very last game. You know, we know we got some big shoes to fill at the quarterback, and that's a really important position on a football team. And you know, Cam Mitsukup right now is kind of lead as the front runner at taking over the reins at quarterback spot right now, and he offers definitely a different skill set than Kyle. But we really feel that's going to, you know, actually end up being an advantage for us in the long run. And so developing him along the way to get him in potential to slow the game down and allow him to use his skill set individually, but then also increase the potential of our team. So really looking for him to do some big things this year. He's had a great offseason, really got a lot stronger and faster in the weight room and things like that. So really excited for him. And he's going to have to play both ways. Caden Baxter had a really outstanding wrestling season, played soccer. He had a great offseason in the weight room. He's a big physical kid. He's going to be playing both ways. He's going to be taking, you know, he just played defense last year, and so we're looking for him to be a real big leader on the defensive side in the middle of the field at the linebacker position. And then offensively, he's kind of transitioned into a new role, taking on a position for us that we ask a lot of that position. And, you know, he's had a great, like I said, he's put a lot of work into his body, and now seeing him kind of seeing that unfold a little bit as the game progresses so far early on, he's really impressed us and really looking for big things from him.
Well, Coach, it's been fun getting to hear a little bit about your team as you prep here for the season. We wish you the best of luck this year, and we'll look forward to catching up with you along the way. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
All right, that's G.G. Harris, head football coach for the AHSTW Vikings here on KJAN.